Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Burnt Cookbook Party, an original Pathfinder campaign set in a unique fantasy world where four heroes of varying skills, attractiveness, and stupidity race against time to prevent a war. I'm Jenna Stieber and I play Astra Blep, the Fey-addled half-elf oracle, who is exactly who she says she is. And I'm joined by...
Andrew Hansen, playing Johnny Brightchild, a hot and sunny Ifrit Resort Spa paladin, eager to help and flex.
Caitlin Stadahar playing Patty Hertz, a ratfolk ranger dandy with a nose for gossip and cheese.
Paul Lukemeyer playing Zelf, an elven battle chef carving a name for himself in the high-stakes world of magical cooking.
And we're, of course, led today and for the rest of all time by our illustrious GM and world builder, Justin Green. Justin, do you think you'd do good on The Amazing Race?
No, I do terribly.
A hard no from Justin.
All I have going for me is that I'm good at directions. I don't get lost easily.
That's it.
And that's literally it.
That's the only skill.
That's it. The only crucial primary skill of the race you're very good at. But otherwise, yeah. No.
I will go in the right direction. I will be days behind everybody else.
Well, as we all know, The Amazing Race is sort of a rabbit in the hare situation, Justin. Mm-hmm. So I think you'd be the, you know, tortoise. What? I just said the rabbit and the hare, which is not just traditionally.
Yeah, it's the Aesop's rabbit and a hare racing. Uh-huh.
If I got hit by a watermelon, I would die.
Justin would crumble into dust.
Don't reveal your weakness on the podcast, Justin.
His kryptonite is getting hit in the face with a whole watermelon.
So previously we had spoken about Zelf teaching Astra the ritual. So this would be a good time to put some days into that.
Yeah, so Zelf will say, Astra, I don't need other people to know the ritual for the ritual to be cast. I just need helpers.
Ah.
So as soon as we have an object or a location, we can probably get that started. Huh. But I would certainly not mind teaching other people the ritual.
I would like to know the ritual. It feels like a redundancy system built into our processes would be good.
I agree. I want to ask what you meant when you said that that Zitrix demon was talking to something called the Little Stranger.
Did I say that?
You did.
And here's my concern, is that I don't think you and I are at odds in principle. I think that we're at odds because of our personalities, because I don't like loose threads, and you don't like loose threads. But sometimes when I pull on a loose thread, it starts, you know, going in your direction, and then I become your loose thread.
We're at odds?
Is there any way that we can find some kind of terms to come to so that we can at least try to stop Irisol from imploding before we put each other in cages or try to vampirize each other again?
Huh. I mean, only one of those is a thing that actually happens, so it feels like a weird choice of things to bring up.
I know, I just have a chaotic imagination.
Zelf, I don't perceive myself as at odds with you. I feel like I'm just sort of living my life as best as I can, as true to myself mm-hmm. as I can. And then sometimes you just come in with this weird, wild energy that is just like so, so secretive and so out of nowhere.
I know.
I'm not like actively trying to undercut you and your whole deal. It's not something I'm really thinking about all the time. And it just is weird because it feels like you are like actively scheming against me pretty consistently. So like, I think that's sort of where I'm getting caught up.
I know people do tell me that I put out kind of a difficult energy sometimes. It's not the first time I've heard that. Unfortunately, I see it as a casualty of the fact that we don't know why the planet is destroying itself at the end of every year. And I have to comb through a lot of little details, you know, sometimes to understand how these things fit together and figure out who our friends are and who our enemies are. And I don't mean it to be personal. And I don't need you to explain anything, Astra. In fact, probably the less you explain, the better.
That feels like a trap because it really makes me want to explain a lot.
I just want to know if there's some way that while we're never going to be friends, that we can stop stepping on each other's toes?
Zelf, I'm with you 100%. I don't want to step mm-hmm. on your toes. I don't want my toes to get stepped on.
Mm-mm.
And maybe the best way that can happen is if we're not dancing with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we get to a point where we're not dancing with each other?
If I had the answer...
You wouldn't be the dancer. Nah, it's a common phrase. common refrain.
My concern is that trying to keep from stepping on anyone's toes just allows them to become cursed by evil artifacts. And the less attention I pay to that leads to bigger problems in the long run. You know how loose threads turn into tangles.
Are you talking about Johnny? Because I really can't emphasize enough how much I warned everybody to the full extent of my ability. I don't know why that Avnir cat was talking to the little stranger. That's the truth. I know you're going to cast aspersions on it, like you always do, on everything I say, but I don't know why they were talking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that they were talking. Like, clearly they were just near each other. Maybe they have some sort of simpatico, like the opposite of what we have.
That explains everything, Astra.
Oh, I don't think it does. I don't think it does. Or if it does, then it's in a way that is going to come back to bite me on the ass. Zelf, what do you want to achieve here? You want to stop the world from imploding and restarting and all of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Me too. Me too, Zelf. That's all I want. I want to get out of the time loops. I want the world to be intact when that happens. And I would like to, I don't know, not be in a bad place. I would like to be alive and healthy at the end of that. That feels like it's not a lot to ask. And it feels like none of that is explicitly contradicting what you want. And yet, here we are once again, talking in low, angry voices to each other in a clipped, bitter way.
Angrily muttering.
And I do enjoy talking in low, angry voices. I just wanted you to understand this, Astra. If it seems like I'm colluding with people who seem to think that for some reason you're dangerous... It's not to set things against you. It's just because I have to let everyone know that I might be willing to work with them to get into a more advantageous position, just like I did with the ministry.
Okay, and how do I know when you're just being sneaky and subtle and sleuthsome and getting people on your side versus when you're actually going to put me in a cage? Like, how do I, like, distinguish between those two sort of states of being, would you say?
I don't know. You can ask, maybe.
I mean, I don't know.
This is why we're talking, to develop a system.
A rapport.
I'll try to let you know in advance. Next time, if I think that you might not be a vampire, I'll say,
by the way, Small's being cagey again.
Oh, you actually don't have to tell me when that's happening because I just assume it's always happening.
Small's being cagey? Jesus Christ. Anyway, sorry.
There's a reason the blebs are so often called cagey. And it's
because they belong in cages. Yeah.
It happens a lot.
They should be caged.
All right. No, I think that's fair. We'll just communicate more and I'll be as open as I can be. But you have to understand that sometimes it sounds like I'm lying with it's just like my tone of voice, right? I'm not lying. I don't know the truth and I'm trying to tell you that. And so when you make weird sounds like, oh, you did so, like, you know, like how you do sometimes.
Another impeccable impression, Astra.
Like that. Yeah, exactly right there, like right what there, you just yeah. did. Yeah, it's the perfect example.
I know the truth sometimes is complex, and sometimes the true truth isn't as simple as people like Molny want it to be. And if we all could be honest, and if honesty were the highest virtue, then we could just tell Johnny about Johnny and Aj, and that wouldn't mean dooming the planet to the power of a chaotic evil demigod. But unfortunately, truth is dynamic and nuanced, and we all have to respect that if we truly want to respect the truth.
Sometimes you have to lie to protect the truth.
Yeah. Yeah, Astra finds that like a very compelling statement. But I, Jenna, am just increasingly suspicious. That's right, Zelf. That's right. The truth is dynamic. Sometimes you have to withhold information when it is the best, most safe thing to do. And sometimes you just don't know shit.
For the record, I'm not working any angles with the team at the moment, although I reserve the right to engage members of the ministry as though I were working with them at the highest order.
Okay, and I reserve the right to be super suspicious of you when you do stuff like that.
I think that's perfectly natural.
All right. Should we call this suspicious but allied roommateship? Is that kind of where you describe this?
I like that. That's so much more natural to me than just saying friends or enemies.
Yeah, because if we had to choose between one of the two right now, I'm sort of still on the fence.
I think we'd be amicable enemies.
Amicable? Okay. Yeah. I kind of like, it'd be nice if there was a way to shorten that into like one portmanteau, but I guess it really isn't.
Not gracefully.
Enemies.
Those are donuts, right? Those
are. Oh, yeah. They're at the end of the aisle. All right. Yeah, that's all I had. It went on longer than I intended it to.
I'm pretty sure that took days.
That's what you two have been doing the entire time. Yeah. Yeah.
The montage music stops for a hissed conversation. It's like a door crack.
Yeah, and Self wants to bring Manny another ritual too.
Okay. So I will say, though you did have a conversation with him, Manny is still not the biggest fan of Astra. He is watching her every move.
Don't forget we have Surly Manny this loop too.
Yeah, I hate him. Yeah. I hate him.
Whenever he thinks Astra is doing anything strange, like he'll see her sometimes wander off to try and win over the tortie cat that is keeping its distance from her. Okay. He will report to you, Zelf, that he finds this behavior suspicious. Anything he thinks is suspicious, which is everything, he reports back to you. Astra, I won't even make you roll perception.
Okay.
He's not good at this. He is doing it pretty openly.
Good for him.
Every once in a while when Astra catches him, she will do something extremely suspicious on purpose to send him spiraling. So.
Oh, no.
So I think Zelf sometimes gets reports that are like, yeah, and then I saw her hiss at one of the other cats. It was so weird.
Manny, there's unhealthy paranoia and then there's healthy paranoia. And I think you're well on your way to a healthy paranoia.
Stop.
We'll work out the details.
Encourage it. Great.
Please double your reports.
And this, what you're doing is offloading your bullying of Manny onto Astra.
Oh, no.
And she loves it, so. She's like, wow, Zelf and I really are becoming friends.
Well, Astra and Zelf are spending these days working on the relationship and working on the ritual. Moldy is working with Patty in a training montage over several days to try and help her hone her powers and, you know, figure out what divine domains she has some control over and help her continue to grow on this path. He starts out with just giving you certain tasks that he feels would be easy for somebody with Hibdal or Gaffenrit's domains. And he has Johnny helping out, just doing little tasks, running around.
Yeah. Just being supportive.
One domain that both Hibdal and Gaffenrit have some control over is travel. And so he is trying to put you in positions that would encourage you to take flight or to teleport. He will use his wind powers to like place you very high on some portion of the ruined temple and leave you there and see like how you'll get down.
Just scampering for the most part.
Using your slippers.
Yeah. She's like, I don't really see the challenge in this.
I love that Moldy is like a guy who wears a gi. So him being the master in a training montage
is
just
perfect. It is perfect.
Just, yeah. He was meant for this.
And Patty is like Kwai Chain Kane.
Do you think Patty would be a good student or a poor student?
That's a great question that only you can answer.
I feel like she doesn't take direction well, but she's motivated. So she's being cooperative.
Sure.
Yeah, she's very enthusiastic. Now, I wouldn't describe her as coachable, though.
just like her acting career. She knows she's a natural star.
Gaffenrit and Hibdal are also both gods of the Earth domain. And so he has Johnny go around and pick up like the biggest rocks that he can.
Yeah.
He's like, Patty, put all of your focus into this. See if you can break these rocks with just your mind, just your god powers.
Patty's going to squint at them and go,
Johnny will also squint at it.
Did it work? Did it crack at least?
It's still there. It's
okay,
still there.
Okay. I love Johnny's just supportive energy throughout all of this. Maybe if we both squint.
Yeah.
After this goes nowhere, he's like, well, you know, Gaffenrit was also over the domain of like fortifications protection. So Johnny tried to break the rocks and you use your mind, your divine god powers to block it, to prevent the rocks from breaking.
Okay.
That's gotta be the problem. It's because this whole time my natural inclination has been to keep the rock not broken. That's why I couldn't break it. That explains so much.
Yeah. Yeah. If I break it, it'll be much easier for you to break it. Yeah. Okay. I'll take this.
Thanks, John. Good try, Johnny.
Whatever. You just break the rock. We'll try to break the rock.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty good at breaking things right now. Like, it's super easy. So get ready, because it's going to...
I'm focused.
Yeah, unfortunately, every rock is absolutely obliterated by Johnny's fucking sunder sword.
Adamantine sword.
Yeah, it's just rubble everywhere at the end of this.
Ha!
Well, maybe, you know, Gaffenrit is the god of artifice. Maybe you could build something with this rubble that's, like, really divine.
Okay. I could stack the rocks, I guess.
Patty makes a misshapen pile of rocks.
Maybe if I shape the rocks into, like, interlocking pieces.
Like Legos!
Moni, do you have any domains in common with Gavilan? How did you learn how to use your powers?
Oh, well, I kind of had to learn on the fly. I pretty much got all of my power right away, but it was a different time. You know, the Doom Weapon and Bishad were raining terror down on Erosia. Lokella, the land that the catfolk are from, was hastened into the ocean by Bishad. They were going to destroy Anamnesis next, and Gavilan called me forward to stop that from happening. And so I was really thrust into it. I had to do it quick or everybody in the city would die.
I don't really remember what Gaffenrit's like, but like, I feel like I would, you know, if I saw Patty being like Gaffenrit, you know, like,
yeah,
maybe she's different.
Nice.
You're right, Johnny. Maybe we should try to focus more on the things that Patty's naturally inclined to. And you know, she was able to open that door that I had blocked. Maybe we should try something like that. Like maybe the domain of liberation.
Oh, I love the idea of that.
Holy shit.
Molny calls Astra in one day, like the fourth or fifth day that you're here. And he's like, Astra, you can cast Hold Person, right?
Yeah.
Cast it on Patty. And Patty, just allow it to take hold of you. And then try to use your divine powers to break out of it.
Ooh, okay. Oh, I love to be part of this training.
Oh, this sounds really interesting. All right, I'm feeling really confident this time.
Yeah, dude, Patty, think about liberation. Yeah.
I mean, it's literally one of my favorite things in the world, so that's going to be easy.
Jenna, remind me what Hold Person looks like when it's the shadow is holding them down, right?
It does look like their shadow animates separately from their body and physically grabs them and keeps them from moving.
Patty, that's exactly what happens. Your shadow of the little shadow Patty Hurts animates, lifts off of the ground, is holding you in place.
Oh, Astra, that's so spooky.
It's just a normal spell.
Patty's going to kind of wriggle at first and be like, oh, man. And then she's going to think for a minute. She's going to say, you know, nothing inspires liberation like a good chant. We have nothing to lose but the chains that bind us. Freedom! And she'll raise her little rat fist in the air.
Patty, on a meta level, you expend one use of your mythic power.
Yes!
Oh my God.
You grant yourself briefly the ability of the liberation domain to ignore any impediments to your mobility.
Yes!
And you are able to break free of Astra's spell without even making a will save.
Oh, holy shit!
You are able to walk through this shadow as if it were just a shadow.
That was awesome! Did you guys see that?
Oh, Patty! Yeah!
Wow!
Yes!
Oh my God!
This is a good time to mention, too, that anytime you use an ability that's specifically from your mythic tiers, or you use mythic power or surge to, you know, improve something normal, it is visibly godlike and mythic to anyone who sees it. So in the future, if you are trying to appear normal to somebody, you would not want to use those things.
Excellent.
So everybody who is watching this happen, Johnny, Astra, Zelf, if you're around, you know for a fact that this is a godlike act that Patty has just done.
Oh my god.
Is she like glowing with green energy? And
did we see like the outline of two additional arms?
Yeah, the two extra arms pull the shadow hands off of her.
Oh, so fucking cool.
Oh my god.
Allowing her to still drink with her normal hands. Yeah, and Molny slaps you on the back, Johnny, and is like, good thinking, Johnny.
Just kind of like came to me. I don't know. Patty, you like to set things on fire, right? Is that like a
power? I love to set things on fire. I feel like that's always kind of been a skill set of mine, though. But if I get better at it, that would be great.
What's going through Patty's mind as she is learning more about this side of herself and kind of getting some handle on what she can do now, Caitlin?
I think that at this point, Patty is starting to really embrace her new identity as a demigod. You know, at first she was a little confused and scared by it, but as she starts to come into her own and feel a bit more confident with Molny's cheerful, unending support and positivity, I think she's starting to realize that these new abilities that she has could open up a lot of doors for her to do a lot of good in the world. And she's very excited about that prospect.
On your guys' fifth day at the temple, Molny gives you a tour of the underground chambers beneath the ruins. This is where the Fainalin Academy Fall Blessing is held. And you see that there's like a complicated magical maze down here that's kind of split into two halves. There is one for like humanoids, like wizards, to move through. And then there is a smaller one next to it that is for their cat familiars to move through.
Cute.
Anybody who's successful will receive a blessing from Molny. And it's kind of a thing that when you graduate from Fainalin Academy, then you'll bring your cat familiar here. And Molny will bless it after you complete the trial. Patty, you are not a wizard yourself by any stretch of the imagination. But Molny has brought you here to see if you can use your powers to do anything.
Oh, gosh. I mean, a maze is a rat's natural habitat. Like, who are we kidding here? I think Patty's going to take a look at the maze and she's going to consider it. And she's going to say, well, you know, I mean, I'm not like a wizard or anything, but like, you know, I'm pretty good at getting around places. I'm good at tracking. I'm good at sneaking. I mean, I think I can handle it. I'll give it a shot.
Does one of the others of us need to drink one of these cat pachinos to run through the other side of the maze?
Oh, to be my cat?
Yes. Then it has to be Johnny.
Yes. It has to be realistic, just like as if I was hitting the fall blessing with my cat familiar.
And this is a good opportunity. Nilia will sit down with you, Zelf, and show you how she makes her cat pachinos. Her drink that turns you into a little kitten. Johnny, you drink it. What kind of little cat do you become?
I think we discussed that I would be an orange tabby cat.
Aw, the dumbest kind of cat. Very spunky.
Oh, yeah. Dumb and spunky.
How long is this fur? Is he short-haired orange tabby or real poofy?
Probably short.
Okay, yeah. Oh, man.
Sleek. Powerful. Bulky.
Dumb.
Bulky and dumb. Yeah.
All the things we love most about Johnny.
Zelf, you are able to add this recipe to your recipe book. It's beast-shaped, too. You can't cast it yet. It's a fourth-level spell. But it's special in that Nilia has combined her paladin powers. By using one of her lay-on-hands for the day, she can summon a celestial kitten instead of just a regular kitten. So while you don't have lay on hands, that is something that Johnny could work with you to do if you ever want.
Yes, we
to.
Learned a combo move.
Just fabulous.
This will help us in the amazing race.
Yeah, it will.
Justin, what does the celestial kitten, how does it vary from a normal kitten?
Smite evil.
It gives you a resistance to acid, cold, electricity, damage reduction for evil.
How are they different visually? Do they look like the lucky cats that you see outside of?
Definitely.
Yeah, and probably awesome. In like the pattern in their fur, you can find like Molly's holy symbol.
Incredible.
Great.
What is Molly's holy symbol?
So I drew it so like it looks like a cat paw, but like the base, like the palm of the cat paw is the Gavelin symbol.
Yeah.
That's cool because the demigods get their own like domain powers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's neat. I like that.
And speaking of, even as a little cat and not being able to interact with Patty directly, Johnny, you are feeling this divine sense leading you. And it's kind of how you feel when you interact with Molny and you get his divine gifts, or Gavelin and you get spells. You are just able to follow this power that you know so well. This is clearly different, Patty's, compared to the lawful good energies of the other. But you can recognize it as divine and follow her lead.
Totally.
What is Patty's side like that normally a wizard would need to use their powers? Like, what kind of obstacles are there?
Wizards and familiars have, like, telepathic abilities, and they can share spells. So, like, Patty's path will get blocked, and it's something that Johnny would have to complete as a cat on the other side, and they can't see each other.
What, like he's got to pull a thing on a string
that
opens up
like
a door?
Yeah,
this is adorable.
Absolutely.
I love this.
I imagine that Johnny as a cat kind of chirps.
Patty will yell to the other side, like, okay, Johnny, there should be a button. Push it with your little paw. I'll go squeeze one of my cats after we record and get some cat sounds.
Thank you.
You guys kill it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you make it to the other end. Patty, you're shocked to find out that Johnny couldn't hear you at all this entire time, even as you were telling him what to do out loud. He just was getting those instructions kind of implicitly.
Awesome.
Molny is confident that Patty's second domain is cooperation, community.
That's a domain?
Yeah. Yep. Oh my God.
Johnny, I had no doubt that with the power of teamwork, we could accomplish this. And we did amazing. Good job, kitty boy.
Johnny is definitely stretching out so that it can be all like scratched along the spine. And, like,
oh, yeah. Patty will give him some scratches, even though he's a cat and she's uncomfortable with cats. I think that maybe during her time in Molni's Temple, Patty is getting a little more comfortable. I mean, she's going to be around cats all the time while she's here.
Immersion therapy.
And Patty, you can also get the reward that you would normally get, that you don't have a cat to be blessed, but you get other things for completing this. Caitlin, choose between the four Caithsis. There is udon, tofu, matcha, or mochi.
Udon.
Udon, great.
Udon.
Oh, that was easy.
It's just the cutest sounding. He sounds chubby. Because, like, udon's like a little fat noodle.
So. They are.
Like a little fat noodle.
That's great.
Udon walks up to you and hands you a little cat-shaped charm. Each one of them has a different ability. Udon's is that you can use it to charm somebody.
Ooh.
You can cast command on a non-lawful target within 35 feet of you. You can expand two uses of it to target up to five non-lawful targets with the same command word. So this
Amazing.
Has five uses, and then it's gone forever.
Fabulous.
Thank you, Udon. This is adorable, as are you.
The cats all love you. The next day, like, you're able to figure out the third domain. The cats have come to you wanting to get back into the room that you had accidentally let them in before, the area where they have the catnip garden. You are able to rally them together, kind of subverting your cooperation ability. It looks similar at first, but it's clear from the way that they run straight over Mala, who's trying to tend this garden, that this is actually the domain power of riots. A subdomain of the chaos.
Yes, kittens, take what is yours. Live your dreams.
Really preaching to the choir with cats on that one.
Hello everyone, it's Paul here today to thank you for listening to Burnt Cookbook Party. Now, if you're enjoying the show and you want more of the show, a great way to get it is to join our BCBP Patreon. It's just $5 a month to support us and get access to hours of one-shot episodes and character questions, as well as other bonus content that highlights Justin's extensive world-building. It also gives you access to the BCBP Discord, where fans like you share discussion and theories about the show, art they've made, pictures of their pets, food they've eaten. It's a great time. So consider that, and I'll see you again at the end roll.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Molny, did you know about, you know, like how the gods are connected to the planets? Or like, do you know about the astrologers and like Giha and stuff like that? Because like, she's been telling us some crazy stuff.
I've met Giha a time or two, and you know, I've heard people with those beliefs before. But you know, you and I, we've spoke to Gavilyn, and we receive Gavilyn's divine power, so it's not really a question for me.
Yeah, like, I was just like, you know, like, there were these, like, implements and stuff like that that this lady Ogavia had. And she's, like, kind of, like, been outside the time loops and stuff like that. So she's, like, seen a lot of shit. And, like, she had, like, god powers. Like, she was using some of Vedana's stuff. And then, like, she was using some of, like, Yggdal's stuff and then Ebnir's stuff. And, like, that was, like, kind of like clerics, but, like, not like clerics.
Be aware of fake gods like that, Johnny. Perverts and distorts our own beliefs, and it can weaken your resolve and weaken your connection to Gavilyn.
Whoa, okay, yeah.
Paladins have to stay true, right?
It's just like a big world, Molny. Like, I'm just like kind of like surprised just how big it is, but like sometimes it feels like it's small. Like, I just keep running into things like pink princes.
And on that note, Johnny, over these 4 days, the first night that you lay your head down in bed to go to sleep. You close your eyes. Instead of fading to black, you experience a sudden intense surge of colors. Just a rainbow moving past you at insane speeds until it suddenly stops and you like stumble forward out of this pastel chariot that's pulled by these two gigantic orchid mantises.
Oh, cool.
Danny, do you remember like that opening to the Omnimax? Like, yeah, when all the ladies are climbing at you?
Yeah. I was thinking a real like Katamari Damacy, a rainbow being vomited out kind of vibe.
Yeah, and standing before you is the sparkling smile of your betrothed, the dashing pink knight. This is, my darling Tommy, I've been such a mess without you. My heart aches for you these last few hours. Let's never be apart so long again. Welcome to the Coral Castle. Probably no surprise, but this castle is like shocking hot pink behind you. Like every brick, every tile, everything pink.
That's really, wow. Pink bro, like we gotta talk. Bro. Like, did you kidnap me while I was sleeping? Am I really here or am I just like dreaming?
It's more than a dream.
Okay.
But yes, in some ways, your body is still asleep in Molny's temple. Oh, but what a wonderful evening for you to make your first appearance. We're in the midst of a celebration, for a new shade of pink was discovered, Tommy.
Oh my God, Justin.
Whoa.
And surely it's a good omen, not just for our impending nuptials, but for the magenta monarchy as a whole.
Oh, no. Oh my God.
I don't think I've ever really seen the color magenta before, so I'm not really sure what you're talking about.
Magenta has existed. Oh, you have so much to learn about the color pink, Tommy.
Is this how we learned that Johnny's colorblind?
I love that.
It's just never come up.
He has a rare form of red-green colorblind where he's pink-green colorblind.
Just magenta and lime. Yeah. Listen, like, the way that you're, like, kind of, like, being like sneaky about like all of these things and tricksy and stuff, like, it doesn't do it for me, dude. Like, you know, like, even as like a friend, like, it's just something that kind of bothers me. So like, I kind of need to know, like, you know, like, when you're gonna do this sort of stuff, because like, it kind of puts me in like a defensive mode, and like, if we're trying to like build, like, I need to be directed, like, you know, mutually outward, not inward.
I hear you. I'm listening.
Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah.
I thought that this would be a nice compromise because you wouldn't actually have to leave your friends behind. It's just while you're asleep. So we could spend time together. Whoa. But also, you know, you wouldn't be taken away from your important business.
Wow. Bro, that was very considerate of you. Thank you. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Am I still going to be rested when I wake up?
I'm sure you'll be fine.
Oh, okay.
It's just like, you know, staying up late when you're young, an all-night rager.
Well, okay. That's not quite the same, but like, okay. So like, can we like, you know, take turns? Like, you know, like one night, like, you know, we can go like to your like dream world and then like another night you could go to my dream world. How do I do that?
Oh, certainly. I mean, I didn't want you to miss this because it's not every day that something like this happens. And I wanted to share it with you because we're in love.
I don't know that okay. All right, Ness. I'm just trying, you know, talking about like being honest and friendship and all that other stuff. I don't think I love you, dude.
Yet.
Who said that? What? Where did that come from? That was really sinister. Did you say that thing, bro? Like, that was spooky. Like, you know, like, I know about, like, love, like, for your common bro and, like, for your country and, like, your ideals and stuff like that. But, like...
Yes. And I'm being patient, remember? Hmm. I promised you that I would be patient and that I would wait for you. And I meant that, Tommy. I am doing all of those things. I just wanted you to be here to celebrate this new hue that was found. And in the midst of war, a night like tonight is such a rare treat. This never gets to happen. So let's enjoy it. And I do think that if you spend time here at the Coral Castle, you'll see how the pink fairies live and you'll enjoy it and you'll open your heart to me.
Did you say there's a war going on?
Oh, yes. The Pink Fairies have long been at war with the Prismatic Seven. We're trying to reclaim our rightful place in the rainbow, as you know it, in the material realm.
Whoa. Is there supposed to be another color in the rainbow? Or like...
Pink used to be in the rainbow, and then we were overthrown.
Oh my god. Whoa.
As a renowned hero and paladin, I'd love to have a deeper discussion about our military strategy sometime.
Yeah, okay, no, totally.
I think that there's a potential weakness in Indigo. If we strike quickly, we could do something, but this is not a conversation to have at a party.
I really like the color Indigo, but I'm not always sure if I'm looking at Indigo or if it's really just like a violet or a blue.
Exactly. You
know? Exactly.
Redundant.
Yeah, okay, all right. Show me this new color.
Okay. Great. The Pink Knight takes you inside of the castle, and this place is super impressive.
Nice.
It's all pink inside, too. All the furniture, all the art, every person that you meet is pink. You stick out like a sore thumb, orange thumb, but you don't feel like judged or like people are staring. In fact, everybody is really lovely and welcoming, and they're excited to have you. All of the pink fairies, like the Pink Knight, they have like dramatically pointy features and they have flowers woven into their hair in a wide variety, all pink. But the most reverently displayed, clearly their favorite, are orchids, just delicate displays at the focal point of whatever room that you enter, hanging from the ceilings, on the walls, everywhere. And Johnny, it's a fantastic party.
Yeah, whoa.
The pink fairies really know how to do it.
Honestly, like, I didn't know there could be so many colors of pink. Like, I thought I was just going to be like looking at like a solid color. Like, I know that seems kind of dumb, but like, you know, wow. No, just water for me. No, just I don't want any pink drink. Thank you.
Yeah, this place is crazy. There's dancing and music and games.
Johnny dances with the Pink Knight, sure.
Aw. Oh, the Pink Knight's thrilled. And contrary to like the clinginess that he's projected up until this point, he doesn't hover over you the whole night or get jealous. He lets you talk to other people.
That's kind of nice. Yeah. So what do you think about like the Pink Knight? Like, is he like a cool dude? Like Johnny says, sitting down at a table with some other pink fairies.
Yes, he's been great. He's done so much against the Kingdom of Blue.
Whoa.
They're constantly trying to keep us at the bottom of the rainbow. And the Pink Knight, he stands up for us. He's really a champion of our people.
So sometimes whenever like there's weird like time stuff happening, there's a lot of blue. Like, do you know anything about that? Like, is that, like, can I go to the Kingdom of Blue?
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm sure the Pink Knight would have you at his side battling the Blue Kingdom. Absolutely. If you're experiencing evil blue things, I am not surprised.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes blue is pretty cool. Like, my eyes are blue and, like, I really like that. And, like, sometimes when I use my fate powers, it's blue. But, like, wow, evil blue. What about evil purple?
Yeah, purple's also evil. You're not the first person who's talked to me about this time loop nonsense. You should really talk to Celeste.
Really? Celeste? Oh, yeah. Okay.
How dare you try to make this relevant to the main plot? You're living my fucking manga isekai forced marriage love story, and you are trying to ruin it by making it relevant to the main plot. I cannot believe this.
Can you point me to Celeste? Yeah. Oh, totally. Yeah.
She spends a lot of time in the material world, but, you know, I'll try to tell her that you're interested and maybe we can introduce you guys.
So I'm Tommy. It's nice to meet all of you. What are your names?
Their names are Carnation and Rose.
They are. Nice.
Wow, Carnation and Rose. Nice. Yeah. Oh, nice. Super cool. What is the Pink Knight's name?
The Pink Knight is named the Pink Knight.
Fuck.
Really? Like, you have, like, flower names. Like, figure, like, that's related to, like, pink? I don't know. Like,
that's his name, I'm pretty sure. Everybody, like, at the table kind of nods and agrees, like, they don't know him by anything else.
Has the Pink Knight ever tried to marry somebody before?
Great question.
Ooh. He's got a gentle heart, and he opens it up too easily. We hate to see him get hurt. Oh.
Okay, so he has tried to get married before.
We think we finally found a really good one with you.
That's really nice, but, like, when I found the Pink Knight, he was a frog, and, like, that felt like a curse. Like, that seemed like a bad deal. Is that, like, part of his, like, marriage tactic? Like, was that a trick?
They are not familiar with this at all. This is not something that the Pink Knight normally does. This was not like a trick to get you to marry him. It seems as if the Pink Knight had actually been turned into a frog. Probably by some outside factor.
Okay. Rose, Carnation, like, I gotta be honest with you. I don't want to hurt the Pink Knight, but, like, I don't know that I can love him. You know? Like, he's doing all this stuff, but, like...
Sweet Johnny.
You know, I just, like, you know, like, I tried to tell him, like, I was busy and stuff like that. And that's honestly my fault. Like, I should have just been more direct up front. But, like, I don't feel anything for him, you know?
Rose and Carnation kind of look between each other. They're sympathetic. And they kind of whisper something to each other. They're like, you know what? We understand what you're saying. Tommy, we'll talk to him. He really is a good guy. He doesn't mean to, you know, be overbearing or anything.
Like, I mean, yeah, he seems like a really cool dude, and, like, I'd love to be friends and stuff like that, because, like, this is a super cool place, and, like, the fact that he brought me here is awesome. Like, I mean, you know, just, like, bring somebody you just met, like, if you're, like, a bad dude to the surplus, like, I think it's really cool, but, like, I'm just, like, worried that, like, the longer this goes on, like, he's gonna get hurt, and, like, I don't want to do that. He seems like a cool guy.
We'll talk to him. We'll talk to him. We'll talk to him. Don't worry.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Thank you. Thank you. Well, nice.
At some point in the evening, the party pauses and two fairies wheel out, like, a mysterious rectangle that's hidden beneath a pink blanket. Mm. There's, like, a countdown that comes up naturally. Everybody at the party is going 5, 4, 3, 2. And then they pull the blanket off and reveal a pink marble block of a slightly lighter shade than what had been covering it. And the crowd goes absolutely fucking nuts for this. Truly apeshit. People are crying, looking at this new shade of pink. What does it mean? The Pink Knight steps up. He's like, I can't think of a better way to welcome a new member of our home than to have them make a part of our home their own. Tommy, on behalf of the Pink Fairies, the Magenta Monarchy, we would love for you to name this new hue. It would be an honor.
Whoa. Oh my God.
Johnny panics and Andrew panics. Think of a new color name.
I don't know, like, a lot of colors for pink, like, you know, like, and obviously, like, Carnation and Rose and, like, Salmon.
We need a new one. Those are already named.
Can I think about it? Like, can I have, do I have to come off right on the spot? Like, I want it to be a good
do
one.
Do it now. Come on. You can do it.
Everybody is kind of like shifting.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, like, honestly, like, you know, like, it's bodacious. Like, I mean, like, that's, I know that's another word in gnomish, but like, you know, like, I feel like it's pretty much there. Yeah. I mean, like, the more I think about it, the more I see it. Like, I think this is bodacious.
It's just like when the rock gets hit by the rays of the sun in the morning and it's kind of pink.
Yeah. If it's like a rose stone and like, yeah, did like the aurora of the rosy fingers of dawn, like bouncing off like a little bit of the desert, like that's kind of what I see.
Yeah. Everybody's thrilled about this new color, pink, bodacious.
God, did it.
You don't know how much time has passed. The celebration goes on. Everybody's thrilled and thanking you for this name. Eventually, the Pink Knight taps you on the shoulder and motions for you to follow him out onto the balcony.
All right, yeah.
The sky here is like a dark swirling rose, and there's 7 moons in the sky, and each are a different color of the current rainbow.
Whoa.
And the Pink Knight says, I hope that you've been enjoying yourself, my love.
Yeah, it's been pretty cool, but please call me Tommy. Like, I don't know.
Right.
I'm just not there.
Yes, right. Rose Incarnation, they spoke to me.
Nice. They seem like really solid dudes. Like, you're lucky to be friends with them. Like,
they are, honestly, they are.
They seem really cool.
They chided me for being so presumptuous with you when we first got engaged, Tommy. I forget how rigid things can be outside of the rainbow sometimes.
Duh.
So if your trepidations are caused by my physical form, I want you to know that's not a problem.
It's not.
The Pink Knight's body shape begins to change form until the knight appears before you as a beautiful woman in a conventional gender norm sort of way.
Oh, I thought he was going to turn into a unicorn.
I mean,
I know what your deepest desire is.
Honestly, like, I'd like you to look like yourself. Like, you know, like, come as you are, dude. Like, you know, you don't have to change for me.
I don't feel like I'm changing. I mean,
you just literally changed your form, bro. Yeah, like, yeah. What do you mean? Like,
male, female, as long as I'm pink, that's what matters, Tommy.
That's beautiful. It's beautiful.
It's not like a physical thing, and it's not like a pink thing either. Like, pink is fine. Like, I think pink's pretty cool. And, like, sometimes I think pink looks good with green, but, you know, it's FTG. It's kind of like, we made some t-shirts like that. But
what about pink and orange, Tommy?
Oh, what a charmer.
Dang. I mean, I think it looks super awesome in the sunset and in, like, sunrise. Like, I think it's a really cool color combination that a lot of people don't really consider that much. You seem like a cool dude. Like, you seem like you got a lot to offer, but, like, and like I said, you got, like, cool friends and you got cool digs and, like, you've got, like, a righteous mission to get back into, like, the rainbow, which, oh, whoa. By the way, like, evil colors is, like, crazy. Oh, wow. And, like, I wish I knew more about stars and planets, like, looking up at the sky like this, because this is also absolutely wild. And, like, you've shown me a lot of cool things. And, like, I want to enjoy them, but, like, as your friend. And as long as, like, there's this thing on my hand, like, I don't think I can really enjoy it because I'm worried about giving you the wrong message.
Wow.
You've given me a lot to think about, Tommy, and this talk about the sunrise, it made me remember that it is almost morning outside of the rainbow dimension, and I should probably be getting you back to your friends.
The rainbow dimension.
Do you have a sun here?
No.
Or is it always this kind of weird purpley pinkish twilight?
It's always blocked by the other colors of the rainbow. The prismatic 7 block the sun here. So.
Whoa.
Only the top of the rainbow gets light.
Shit.
Well, let's spend some time apart and think about this, and let's talk more later, Tommy.
All right, dude, bro, thank you for a wonderful evening. Hugs as friends.
Sure.
Johnny would be like, thank you for a lovely dinner and conversation.
The Pink Knight wraps her arms around you. And
wow, you smell good. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I've never felt more whole than when your arms are wrapped around me. Before you can respond, suddenly all of the rainbow light flashes around both sides of you. And you wake up in your bed at Molni's temple. And you are not rested. Your spells did not reset. Your abilities that are once a day did not reset.
No.
Maybe I am getting older, because, like, if I was still, like, a kid, like, I feel like,
That is such a bad curse.
All right. Well, I got to go help Patty with the training, though. Oh, just do some stretches. Keep going. It'll be fine.
Oh. Shani, over the next 3 nights, a similar thing happens. You go to sleep. And you are swooped away to the Coral Castle, and the Pink Knight invites you to another once-in-a-lifetime celebration that they're having in the middle of war. This never happens for some other bullshit reason. This is our room dedicated to grapefruits. Have you seen grapefruits? They're pink. It's always something like that.
Oh, they're like pink oranges. That's crazy. I've just found out about these. Oh, my eye. Oh, God. Oh.
Johnny is going to get more and more tired and is just like, yeah, that's great. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The evening of the Flamingo Parade celebration.
Yes.
Something does change. It's not with the Pink Knight, who is still as overbearing and unrelenting as ever, never really hearing anything that you say, even when they seem to at the moment.
I just feel like you're not listening to me, you know? Like, you just, like, you say you hear me, but, like, your actions tell me you don't? Like, I don't know. Like, are you listening?
During this parade, Carnation and Rose find you, and they're like, oh, Celeste is here. You wanted to meet Celeste, right?
Oh, yeah, totally, yeah. Oh, can you lead me to Celeste? I'm sorry. I'm getting so tired, and so this face is, like, becoming, like, a blur, and my eyes are kind of getting that thing where they, like, kind of burn a little bit.
they bring you over across the room to where a woman is sitting at a table alone, her back to you. She's bright pink skin and hair. And they go, Celeste, this is Tommy, the fiancé of the Pink Knight that we were telling you about. And Celeste turns, and it is Nerissa. Of
I was
Shadow
just about to ask if I recognized her.
Shit.
Yeah.
Fucking incredible.
Definitely, Johnny has a lot of boogies, eye boogies, and he rubs them out of his eyes like, oh my God, Nerissa, do you know who I am?
She's taken aback, like literally freezes in her spot where she was getting up to greet you.
Johnny wipes the eye boogies off his hand and then, like, holds out his hand to shake. I was like, it's like, good to see you, dude. Like, I haven't seen you. Wow.
Fucking insane callback.
Episode one.
Right, because they haven't met this loop.
Yeah.
A Shadowin student, right?
Yeah. She's another Shadowin cadet. She uses lightning fists.
She was also bizarrely in the Nantrum mines waiting for Bobble to ascend.
Right.
Oh, right.
Yeah, she's the one that Patty encountered and was like, yes. What are you doing down here?
Yeah.
Nerissa takes your hand and she says, my name is Celeste and you're Tommy, right?
Wink, wink,
oh
wink,
my
wink.
God.
Wink,
wink, wink, wink. Fucking incredible.
Okay. Yeah. No, you're right. Celeste, wink. Very obvious wink. It's nice to meet you or see you again, right? We've met before, haven't we?
I think we have, maybe briefly in the material world. I meet so many Tommy Ember Eyes, I didn't know who I was going to be. It's such a common name.
Yeah.
Let's walk closer to the Flamingo Pond.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds fine.
She looks over her shoulder.
I'm so tired.
Monitoring to make sure that the two of you are alone. And she turns to you and says, Johnny, do you remember the other loops? Did you ascend?
I mean, like, I climbed some stairs. I'm not like Patty or anything like that, if that's what you're asking. No,
Patty.
I just, like, we've got this journal.
Johnny, what are you talking about? You are Johnny Anaj, right?
Oh, shit.
Fuck.
Oh, shit.
No.
She better not fucking blow this for us.
It's weird. Like, that's the second time in, like, a day or two I've heard somebody mistake me for that. But the other one was Cassandra Stiffpeaks. And, like, you know, she's kind of old and, like, her eyesight's bad, but your eyes seem fine. No, I'm Johnny Bright. Tommy Ember Eyes.
She's already getting fed up with you, holding her head and pacing back and forth and going, how is this happening? How does fucking Johnny Brightchild remember anything?
Well, you see, like, the reason why I'm here is, like, and he holds up the ring. He's like, I kind of, like, gave my word a little too freely. But like, if you want to know, like, I know that's like a real problem, right? Like, I haven't gotten any sleep about it, but like, hopefully Molny's going to help me out about it when I wake up tomorrow. That's where I am when I'm not here. If you want to like come hang out, that would be pretty cool.
No, I don't want to hang out. What? I should have known that you were Johnny Brightchild the second I heard that you were engaged to the Pink Knight. Johnny and Naj never would have let that happen.
Why not? What do you mean? Who's Johnny and Osh?
Oh, because he knows what he's doing, and he's always plotting, and he's always thinking. And you, I don't know, you just are floating through life, Johnny Brightchild.
What? Do people not float? I mean, life is a journey, right? Like, and it's just like, you know, you can go however you want. Some people...
Not in the time loop. Okay. In the time loop, all of the gods are going to die, and then we all die, unless... We get new demigods going.
Oh.
Ooh, yes. We're going to become demigods.
You know a lot, Celeste. Wow. Oh, okay. So am I Johnny and Osh?
I wish. I wish you were Johnny and Osh. But maybe that's not hopeless.
I mean, it's never hopeless.
Do you want to become Johnny and Osh?
Oh, my God. No.
Oh, my God, Johnny. Actually, this is great. You know what will break this curse that the Pink Knight has on you?
What?
We should go to Rabual the Generous. He is this genius.
No!
You can make a wish to have this removed.
Celeste, you're so smart. Wow, I never thought about doing that. Like, last time we went to Rabual the Generous, I started to forget, like, kind of what happened because I was, like, in another body.
Right.
And talking to the Molny and stuff.
He helped you get the Molny, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Johnny and Ash told me. That's what you told me in another loop. And in some of the loops, we're really good friends, Johnny.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we can be pretty good friends in this loop, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to get this ring off of you.
Please. Like, I don't want to hurt his feelings. He seems like a cool dude. Like, and the color pink is pretty neat. Like, and I like your hair, but like, I don't think I could ever be that close to somebody again, you know?
Right. Johnny, when you wake up, it's imperative that you go to Mjolnir and find Rabial the Generous. And don't tell anybody what you're doing. They won't understand.
Oh, my God.
Not even Patty?
No, this is my concern. This fair bargain, if you start telling people, the Pink Knight will find out.
Okay. So in order to get the ring off, I have to go to Mjolnir. I have to get the Rabual. But, like, I don't want to lie to them, you know? Like... Mm.
The frustration is so familiar.
Yeah. That it's spread around, equally shared. Yeah.
Our world.
Like, Mjolnir's pretty far. And, like, I don't know. Like, I kind of get worried about the gang whenever I'm not around. And, like, I think, honestly, I feel like they get worried about me when I'm not around. So it's kind of like, you know, a mutual thing.
That's true.
So,
look, certain things have to happen certain ways.
Okay. But, like, this is to, like, save the gods, right?
Yes.
And that's, like, important.
It is okay. Important. All it's right. Extremely important. Which is why I think Molny would understand if you lied to him this one time, right?
Whoa. I'm not going to lie to, like, Molny. Like, he gives me powers. Like, whoa. Like, he's, like, my demigod.
You don't have to directly lie. Say that you're doing something that will save his life. And that's the truth.
Whoa.
And it's just a secret. And it's also a secret that we met here, right? Because if you tell people, I might die because I'm undercover at Shadowwind.
Wow.
And if you blow my cover, then something might happen to me that's really bad. So you can't tell anybody.
But like, okay, like, I'm not good at keeping secrets. So can I tell my friends so they can help keep the secret?
If you do that, I don't know what will happen.
Okay.
It just could make things very complicated. And when you're Johnny and Naj, you're not going to like complications.
I can't even tell my master?
No, you should not tell your master for sure.
This is hard. I don't know.
Not only is it Johnny Brightchild, but it's also Johnny Brightchild who hasn't slept for 48
right.
hours.
Anybody
would be struggling. Yeah.
Okay, how do I know you're really who you say you are, though, right? Like, because, like, all of you pink fairies can change shape.
Whoa.
What proof do I have that I'm, like, not about to enter another, like, fey bargain that's going to get me stuck? And Johnny Young.
Yeah.
Hey, how did we fight when we first met?
How did we fight? In Taft's class?
Yeah, how did we fight?
You beat me because I let you win. I was pretending to be nice and meek because that's what Johnny Brightchild likes.
Yes, that's what I like.
And if I had known that you were going to show up here, I would have done the same act. But I thought you were Johnny Anaj.
And does Johnny Anaj like different things? What is he like?
Shit.
Johnny Anaj likes cats, and he likes Molni and Gavlin, and he likes good things and lawful things. He likes all of the things that you like. He's just better at thinking, Johnny. So let's go see Rabual the Generous, and he'll help clear out some of that mind fog that you get. And then when I tell you things, you can just do them.
Is Johnny Anaj my name? Like, is that who I am if I have my memories back?
In other loops, there's more time. And that's what happens, is you remember your whole past, which is what you really want, right?
I think so.
Maybe just leave. Maybe don't tell anybody. Just sneak out.
Oh, man. I don't know if I could get through the Whispering Woods. Not without the Pink Knight's help.
That's a good point, actually. The Pink Knight might be able to help us get you there. You haven't, like, broken things off with him or anything. Like, he's still willing to do things and help you out.
Yeah, I mean, like, he's a solid bro, and I've been pretty clear with him that, like, I'm not interested. But, like, sometimes I feel like he's not really listening. And, like, he kind of just, like, wants me, like, for some reason I don't really understand.
Hi, Candy.
I just, like, feel like an object or something like that.
Trophy husband.
Like, you know, like, I guess in some levels I am like an object, like I'm a physical being, but like, you know, like I'm more than that.
I'm more than just me.
Just do it. Just do it. Figure it out. Explain it to yourself however you need to. All right. And I'm Celeste. I'm going to go back to this party. I'm going to clap for flamingos now. And we're going to pretend like this didn't happen. Okay.
I mean, I'll try to remember it, but I'm not even really sure this is happening, Nerissa. Like, honestly, like...
Fuck.
Good.
Nerissa is just like, holds her head and walks back into the party.
Wow, what another unexpected and absurd twist that was. Thank you all again for listening, and I'd like to extend a special thank you to our patrons for supporting the show directly and letting us keep delivering these twists and turns. And if you'd like to support us but Patreon isn't for you, a great way is just to spread the word about BCBP wherever you happen to be on the internet. And you can find us on Twitter at BCBParty, on Tumblr at BCBParty, or email us at burntcookbookparty@gmail.com. Burnt Cookbook Party is Jenna Stieber as Astra Blepp, Andrew Hansen as Johnny Brightchild, Caitlin Stadaher as Patty Hertz, me, Paul Lukemeyer as Zelf, and Justin Green as GM and World Builder. This episode was edited for content by Justin Green, edited for sound by Akshay Balakrishnan, and produced by Jenna Stieber.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.